Hi everyone, my name is Sarah, and today I'm going to tell you about a rather dramatic hike I went on recently to a ruined coastal castle. I'd read about this place online and decided I just had to see it for myself. To get to the castle, we had to leave our car at a farm a few miles away. I'd assumed we'd just walk down a paved road or a dirt track to start the journey. Instead, we had to cross a small stream via a wooden bridge before even reaching the open fields. It was quite a picturesque start. Once over the water, we entered a massive green pasture. It was absolutely covered in sheep. Entering the field, I expected the sheep to run away from us in a panic. However, they completely ignored us, probably because they were being carefully watched by a pair of farm dogs resting nearby. They clearly had the situation under control. After crossing the pasture, we reached the coastline, and this is where it got challenging. The footpath to the castle was perched right on the edge of a steep cliff. Initially, I was terrified of falling, but my anxiety vanished when I realized a sturdy metal fence ran all the way along the drop. That certainly made the precarious walk much easier to handle. As we navigated the cliff path, my friend kept looking down at the waves, hoping to see some seals down below. Instead, our attention was captured by hundreds of seabirds nesting in the rocky crevices. The noise they made was absolutely deafening, but it was amazing to be so close to nature. We also had the weather to contend with. The local forecast had promised heavy rain for the afternoon, which thankfully held off, but a heavy fog rolled in from the ocean shortly after we set off, making the atmosphere quite eerie and making it hard to see the castle until we were right up close to it. When the ruins finally emerged from the mist, it was breathtaking. I'd been looking out for a massive wooden door, like you see in historical movies. Actually, the main entrance was just a crumbling stone arch covered in thick ivy. We walked right through it into the main courtyard. Nature had really reclaimed the entire site. Given the harsh coastal environment, I expected to see nothing but dark, gloomy weeds everywhere. Surprisingly, bright yellow flowers were growing straight out of the cracks in the ancient walls. It added such a lovely splash of colour to the grey stone. While we were exploring the inner courtyard, we suddenly heard a strange scattering noise above us. I assumed it was just other tourists walking on the upper levels, but it turned out to be a small family of wild goats, effortlessly climbing on the rubble. They stared at us for a moment before jumping away. You'd think such a ruined, isolated place, especially with the mist, would feel creepy or intimidating. In reality, once we sat down inside the protective walls to eat our sandwiches, the overall feeling was incredibly peaceful. It was a great spot to just sit and reflect.
If you decide to do this trek yourself, you don't necessarily need expensive hiking boots because the ground isn't actually too rough or muddy. However, bringing a warm jacket is absolutely essential because the wind off the sea is freezing, even in the summer. It's definitely a trip I'd recommend if you love nature and history.